Kia ora and welcome back. And recently, the very talented musician Amelia has recently released a new song, Love Is Useless, which I just resonate with so deeply. Anyway, we have them on the line. Good morning.
Hello, how's it going?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
I'm great. You guys have a great phone line, I've got to say, after doing a few of these.
Really? Oh my God. That's so weird. Sometimes it's absolutely shit. So, I don't know, it must be a good day.
It's a beautiful day for it.
Maybe the tech guy, I don't know, did something to it. But that's the thing about tech people. They just work in the background, work in silence.
Yeah, sometimes things just start working and you're like, oh, thanks.
Yeah, cool. Amazing. We all need them in our lives. That's a problem. Like, we can't be mean to them because they make the world run. Anyway, enough about that random rant. Hey, new song, Love Is Useless. It's great. Congratulations. And I particularly love the music video as well. But I'll give the floor to you for a second. Why don't you tell us about the song?
Yeah, well, I mean, thank you, first of all. But yeah, this one's been a really long time coming. It was originally well, I started making it along with the tracks for the album. But just because of various lockdown things, it didn't end up being able to be completed in time. And it was just kind of like floating around in the ether until Zach from Sun Return Records was like, do you have anything I can submit for a funding application? So me and Jen Junny had like demoed up the track and we were like, yeah, give it a go. And then I guess people liked it. So we got some funding for it and now it's like its own little standalone single, which is quite cute. And it was really cool getting to make a music video for it because I haven't got to do that before.
So the title, Love Is Useless, it's a punchy statement you're making there. What was the inspiration behind this song?
It was I had in mind like a mood that I wanted to go for and then just kind of pulled together a bunch of lyrics that had just been sitting around in notebooks for, you know, 5 years or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it kind of pulls together a bunch of different experiences, but I really just wanted to evoke that feeling of like, you know, it's maybe like Monday morning and you have to get up early to get the train to work and like something shit mm-hmm. has happened on the weekend and you're just like, oh, well, I guess this is my life today.
Hey, look, it's a feeling I think we can all relate to, that's for sure. But you're not working alone on this track. You're collaborating with Junny on this. How's that?
It's great. I mean, me and Jen, Junny, friends. That's basically like how we started working together. We met at BFM, the
lovely.
Yeah, and I basically was just working on a track one day and was like, oh, I need to put some vocals on this. And then Jen was like, well, I'll sing. And then turned out Jen could sing extremely well.
Yeah, beautiful voice.
Incredible voice. Honestly, such a revelation. And working with her on this track was so easy. I basically sent her a very kind of scratchy, rough version of it with me singing it quite badly, and then she sent through a series of voice memos of her absolutely nailing it and then some ideas for like ad libs and backing vocals and stuff. Yeah, just really kind of easy fluid process.
Yeah, and was it easy working with a friend like that?
Yeah, totally. I think sometimes working with friends can be kind of difficult because you're like, you don't want to step on their toes. You mm-hmm, don't want to be like, mm-hmm. that was a bad take because, you know, you have to hang out with them. definitely not afraid to say what she thinks. So it was a pretty, like, easy way to work, because if either of us weren't happy with something, we'd just say that we weren't, and the other person would be like, okay, let's do it again then.
So was the final product kind of how you envisioned it in your head?
Kind of. It's a little bit more upbeat, I guess. It's like the ending bit where it gets a little bit hectic kind of happened a bit later on. And that, I feel like, changes kind of the tone of the song overall. But, yeah, pretty much. I mean, a lot of the stuff that is on it now is stuff that was, you know, messed around with 2 years ago on an old laptop.
Well, I have to say, like, it's a great final product. I thoroughly enjoy it. Now, the music video. Was this your first music video?
Yes.
And how was that created?
I mean, so basically, like, once you find out that the government wants to give you money, you have to very quickly figure out who you're going to pay to do everything.
Right.
They don't let you do it yourself, sadly, and just take a salary. Immediately, Ben Zambo, who made the video, came to mind. He's done stuff with, like, Princess Chelsea and Jonathan Bree. But he's also just kind of like a friend. Like, we would watch old movies together.
Mm.
And I was like, I feel like he understands the vibe. He gets kind of the tone of the song. And so we met up and had a chat about it, me and him and Jen. And we were kind of like, wouldn't it be great if it was like kind of a cut together, like people used to put up on YouTube, that was like a tribute to the Carpenters,
yeah,
and it would be like,
yeah,
15 different like live to air performances that they'd found. So that was kind of what we were going for.
You've nailed it perfectly. It kind of reminded me of like my very first days on social media with like the heavily saturated color and the filters and all that. Just nailed it. It was fantastic. It's an interesting contrast because the song, you know, kind of a bit, you know, at parts a bit sad and somewhat serious. But the music video has kind of a touch of satire to it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was kind of worried when, because, you know, it being my first music video, I don't make tracks and think, what will the music video for this look like?
Yeah, yeah.
And so when we found out that we could do it, I was kind of, the thing that I was worried about was kind of like over-egging it and making it a bit too like serious or melodramatic.
Mm-hmm.
Like you don't really want to end up with like a Boyzone ballad video. And so I think, like, part of the thing with, like, what we were drawing from, like, old TV performances and stuff from, like, the late 70s, early 80s, is that it would be, like, a band playing the most heartbreaking song you've ever heard, but it's full of, like, cheesy crossfades and blue lights and stuff. And I kind of liked that contrast. I feel like it adds a bit more, like, humanity to the song.
Well, yeah, I love it. And to our audience out there, I highly recommend you go watch the music video. It's a real throwback. It's brilliant. And the song is fantastic as well. Thank you so much for coming on the show. It was a pleasure to chat with you. And before you go, what's happening for the rest of 2022 for you?
Well, I have an album coming out, which is very exciting.
Yeah,
I think
wow.
Probably in October-ish. So there should be a single out for that in a month or so. But it's getting pressed to vinyl, and they all just arrived at my house yesterday. So it's very exciting.
That must be the most satisfying thing to receive in the mail ever. It's like Christmas Day's come early.
It absolutely was. It's it still doesn't feel real, even though I have 150 of them in my house.
Well, hey, look, I can't wait to hear that. I'm sure it's going to be absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Have a wonderful, wonderful day, and hopefully we'll get to talk to you again sometime.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me on. Have a lovely day yourself.
I'll try. I'm a little hungover, to be quite honest, but it happens. And that was Amelia on the show. What a great chat. Anyway, here is her single, Love Is Useless. Enjoy.